Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner on Sunny 99.7 online, yourfortdodge.com. I'm Rob Jones, and I'm joined now for the first time on this program. Coach Mike Eane, Pocahontas area, my guest here. Coach, first of all, let me say thank you for taking the time, and it's good to have you here on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Rob. Appreciate it.
Not a problem at all, Coach. Last night I know is one that's a tough pill for you guys to swallow falling to South Central Calhoun 40-7, a game that we had on our sibling station, 105.9 The Beach, last night. You know, Coach, you started out with a touchdown drive and took a 7-0 lead last night, and I know that Coach Brian Case, and talking to him at South Central Calhoun going into the game, he expected you guys to come out fired up, and you really did. And from there, they were really able to kind of take control of the ball game. Walk me through how it unfolded last night.
Well, we did have a nice start. We kicked off, did a nice job, had a 3-and-out, forced a punt, and had a nice 4 or 5 minute drive and scored. It was a good start for us. We came back and had a great kickoff and got to a third and long and they made a big play and they ended up scoring on that drive, made it 7-7. On swing kickoff, their kid pops it up and we don't get it. It was not an onside kick at all, by no means, but our kids had miscommunicated. So just like that, our momentum swing was kind of gone, and our kids were kind of reeling a little bit. But give them credit. They didn't. We go up 7-0. They didn't bat an eye. They're a well-coached team by Brian Case, and they did not waver. They kept plugging away.
Coach Mike Eane is my guest, Pocahontas area head football coach. And, Coach, last night, we talk about learning lessons. We can learn in wins, but I think we learn more in losses. Being a former coach, I believe that I learned more in losses. What did you learn about your team and what you want to improve upon going forward?
Well, I think our biggest thing is, we've got to learn to play in the moment. We had 6 turnovers. We had not turned the ball over all year long, for our first 3 games, and that hurt us. And we just didn't know how to handle that adversity. So I think we've got a lot of work. We got a lot of work in between the years to get done, and obviously some physical things too. But we just got to learn to play in that moment. We had a lot of kids, that did not play last year on the varsity team that are, our big role player, our big players for us this year. And they just got to learn to play in that big moment when you play a really good football team.
Yeah, I look at South Central Calhoun and the culture of winning they have, the tradition that they have, and really they're kind of the measuring stick and kind of have been in the district you play in. And last night I think you were able to kind of see what you need to improve upon. Now, on the bright side of things, you are 3-1 on the season. You were 3-0 going in. You're 3-1. You've had some guys who've been really big for you, and you've put up some good numbers offensively. Talk a little bit about some of the guys for folks that don't get a chance to follow Pocahontas area football. Talk about some of the guys who've had outstanding years for you on the offensive side.
Well, I think you got to start with our line. We've got a group of kids that have worked hard in the weight room and they've done some good things. And that's Dane Johnson, Dane Ford, Braden Grabner, Tyson Dahlberg and Gavin Ain. They've done some good work. And up front, offensively, they've given us some holes throughout the year. And even last night, we had chances early in the game where, they came off the ball really well and did a nice job. Our quarterback, Trey Ehlers, has had a really nice year running the ball and throwing the ball. Luke Crosgrove, Mike Vonamy, Chase Cook, some of our receivers who have done really – have done really well and caught the ball and did things well after they catch the ball. And then our running back, Cole Runnerberg, is had a good year too. So those kids didn't get a lot of great playing time last year. And early in the year, they really stepped up for us. And, and they will. And we just made too many mistakes last night. You know, you can't turn the ball over six times like we did against a very good football team and expect to have success. You know, so it's we got some mistakes that we got to get better at, but they're fixable. And I expect our kids to come back ready to go.
Coach Mike Eane, Pocahontas Area Football, my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. And you talked a little bit about Cole Runnenberg, your running back, which is a pretty cool name for a running back to be named Runnenberg to start with. But, you know, he's had a big year this year, averaging over 8 yards a carry. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns. He's just been, you know, kind of the workhorse back for you. Talk a little bit about what you've gotten out of him this year.
Well, the big thing was he's one of those kids that we had a running back that was in front of him last year, and so Cole didn't get a ton of carries at, last couple of years. So he finally got his chance, and he has taken full advantage of that. And he's a senior, he's a good athlete. So we expected some big things out of him, and he's shown that so far.
On a defensive side of the football, you know, you've had some guys who put up some good numbers early on. Caleb Freeberg is your leading tackler, and then following him would be Alex Wielander, a couple of guys who really seem to be around the football almost all the time for you.
Yeah, our linebacking crew has done really well. You know, our front three, plugs a lot of holes, and our linebackers do a good job of cleaning things up. And Caleb Freeberg is one of those players where, he's a junior and didn't get a chance to play much last year as a sophomore, but had a really good JV season, and he's really stepped up big this year. Luke Crosgrove is another one of our linebackers. Alex has played well for us. Cole Runnenberg, Chase Boyce, and we've got some kids that really stepped up and I'm taking those roles. So this is something that we got to keep improving on. We got a little bit off physical last night on our defensive side. So we've got to learn to play in those big games and hopefully they learned some big lessons last night about doing that.
Absolutely, and I do want to mention Dane Johnson, number 71, as well, one of your leading tacklers who's had a big year for you defensively as well. And, you mentioned the line of scrimmage last night. That's the thing that is the MO for South Central Calhoun that you always hear everybody talk about is how good they are at the line of scrimmage. And last night, no exception to that. I talked to our play-by-play guy for South Central Calhoun, Mark Williamson, who's been around that program forever this morning before you and I talked here, and Mark was just raving about how good South Central Calhoun's front seven was defensively. Just talk about the challenges that they presented for you in that regard.
Well, as an offense we like to be balanced, and we like to be able to throw the ball and run the ball, and obviously if defenses and we can get after them, we want to run the ball first.
Absolutely, and establishing a run game, incredibly important. Coach Mike Eane, Pocahontas Area Football, is my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Now, Coach, we talked about the game last night. It's one that you fell in to South Central Calhoun 40-7, but it's 1 week at a time, and now you've got to put that behind you and look for a big response this week. You've got Cleary and Goldfield Dalles on the road, so now your guys are going to be challenged as to how they're going to respond following this first loss of the season.
Yeah, and one thing we talk about every week is we're thankful to be playing. There's a lot of teams, a lot of kids that have got to sit out from situations that are out of their control, and so we're grateful to play every week, and we've got to play these first 4 weeks, so we're gonna bounce back, have a good week, and we're going to hopefully watch some film on Clarion and get a game plan ready for them and have a good week of practice. And that's, I expect our kids to bounce back. They're good kids. We've got good leaders. So I expect them to do the right thing and, and be ready to go this week.
Absolutely. And one final question here for you. You know, I know obviously you want to cut out the turnovers. You had 6 turnovers last night, which is too many in any game, but especially against an opponent like South Central Calhoun. Other than the turnovers, though, what are you looking for in terms of improvement? What areas do you want to improve upon the most going forward into next week?
I think the big thing is, you know, we've got to be more physical against against physical teams. I know we've got to match them a little bit better. And like I said before, I really think a lot of our problem last night was, you know, we made a couple mistakes, we had a couple turnovers, and then that spilled in, and that stuff's contagious. So we've got to learn to play through that and stop that from keep happening during the game, and that's part of the mental part of the game. So we've got to figure out how to get these kids ready and dialed in for the whole game.
Absolutely. Coach Mike Eaton, Pocahontas area head football coach, has been my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. It's good to have you for the first time, and certainly I want to do it again here a little later in the season. So we hope to have you back on.
Well, thanks, Rob, for having us. We appreciate it.
That's going to do it for the show this morning. I'd like to thank all the coaches who've joined me here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. I'd like to thank Brock Freeman for producing this show, as he does on a weekly basis, and you for listening to it. Join us next week right here in the place to be, which is Hy-Vee at 9 a.m. right here on Sunny 99.7 and online at yourfortdodge.com for the Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend, everybody.